99.9 WTVL with Little Big Town. It's called Hell Yeah. I'm Justin. Thanks for hanging out with us on your Friday afternoon. Very special guest in the studio joining us right now. Singer-songwriter Jeremy McComb is gracing us with his presence.
What's
How
happening?
You doing, man?
I'm doing great. You look wonderful in here.
Thanks, man.
You look great. I love what you've done with the place, the disco theme. I know I didn't have you pegged for a disco guy.
You didn't expect the lava lamps? What do you want?
The lava lamps look great. Your platform shoes look amazing.
Thanks, man.
The mascara or whatever they call that.
Well,
you're killing it.
Face for radio, you know, and you try to do your thing. So listen to you. Did you learn all this from Larry the Cable Guy?
A little bit came through it. Then just working in radio early on, you learn how to throw stuff against the wall and see what sticks.
All right. It's Jeremy McComb, singer-songwriter. We'll get to the Larry Cable Guy thing reference here in a second if you don't know what the heck I'm talking about. Real quick, though, I want to intro this new song. You've got a new EP coming out here in September, but you've got a first single called Every Road. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so Every Road was kind of inspired after, during the lockdowns, I wanted to do something I'd never done before, and so I completed a marathon, and it was a Baywatch marathon, but it counts. It was 36 hours of Pamela Anderson in slow motion. Actually, I watched the entire series of The Wonder Years, and, you know, it just got all nostalgic, and so I started thinking about my childhood and wrote this about where I grew up in North Idaho.
You know what? I think that's why I resonated to this song so much, because my dad raised my sister and I primarily on his own.
Yeah.
This is kind of a coming of an age song,
for sure.
Right? You know what I mean?
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And you're just thinking back about all those things. And
well, there's this part in The Wonder Years where, like, Winnie and Kevin were going to have their first kiss, and the narrator comes on, and I'm, like, ugly crying on the couch, you know? And he says, we made an unspoken agreement to stay kids just a little longer. And I was like, oh, God. And I went to my kitchen table and wrote this thing, and my wife came downstairs, and she said, oh, you're getting all nostalgic. And I said, no, I'm just thinking about the past. And she said, it's literally the same thing, idiot. And
right,
I was like, okay, well, yes.
Yes, it is. Jeremy McComb in the studio with us right now. We're going to play this new song for you. It's called Every Road. We're going to come back and chit-chat with him right after this. WJVL.
I was 15, running out of room. That summer the world got smaller. This house, this town, the rules, the strength of my father. Yeah, you're older, think you know it all. See the strings behind the curtain. You figure out how the real world can hurt you. I wanted to stay right there more than anything before. The midnight moon was in her eyes. I could feel it all unfold. Now nothing's mine. My heart, my fears are yours. And just like that, every road don't lead home no more.
New music, the latest from Jeremy McComb. It's called Every Road, 99.9 WJVL. Jeremy and I were just talking off the air. I think that's the cool thing, though, about music. You had a version and obviously a clear idea when you wrote the song. You were talking about the Wonder Years, right? The TV show.
Yeah.
And then I started telling you some of the things that I related to, and you're like, wow, man.
Yeah, it's amazing. Just the way the music touches people, you know, and it's across the board, that human experience of growing up, and the curtain gets pulled back a little bit, and you realize your dad's not a superhero.
And, for sure.
You know, and you outgrow the cartoons, and the world starts to open up, and you see what it really is, and you're like, don't grow up, it's a trap.
I'm telling my girls that I've got a 15-year-old and soon-to-be 11-year-old at home, two girls, and I'm like, I'm telling you, man, these are the good deers.
Yeah, enjoy this.
Right?
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
I think it's important, you know, to go back and relive those things a little bit. I think that's what's great about shows like The Wonder Years, and the writing that was on that show was so incredible. And honestly, even going back and watching, like, Winnie the Pooh stuff with the quotes and stuff that came from that, and, you know, Shel Silverstein. I read the Where the Sidewalk Ends to my kids all the time, and it's I think it's just important to stay there as long as you can.
Who was a great songwriter too. A lot of people didn't realize that, right?
Yeah, he was an incredible songwriter. One of my favorite songs he wrote was called "I'm a three-legged man," and it's about him stealing this woman where he Peg Leg Johnson was the
oh boy
the lady's husband, and he stole his leg so he couldn't come kill him, And so he's a three-legged man with a two-legged woman being chased across the country by a one-legged fool.
Shel Silverstein. Unbelievable. Jeremy McComb in the studio with us right now. Hey, let's get down to business. I mentioned Larry the Cable Guy. You had worked for him at one point, right?
Yeah, I was a tour manager for Larry the Cable Guy for about 5 years out on the Blue Collar Comedy Tour.
Very cool.
Which was an easy gig for him. And then dealing with Ron White, that was a whole nother thing. That's a whole nother experience.
You've got a gig tonight, though. That's the real purpose here. Tell us about what's going on in Clinton with our buddy Pogo.
Yeah, we've got the McComb and Friends Festival happening over at The Lot, which is right across the street from Boxcars. It's an incredible amphitheater. And it's me, Rick Huckabee, who's written songs for Thomas Rhett. He wrote Beer with Jesus. He wrote Muddy Water for Trace Atkins. He's written a ton of stuff for Tracy Lawrence. And across the board, just an amazing songwriter, storyteller. We've got Dan Olson and the band Sack of Lions. They're huge up out of Omaha, and they're really blowing up in the Midwest right now. So, and then Craig Gertis. So it's going to be an amazing songwriter show tonight. It's a two-day festival. It starts tonight. Gates open at 6. Show starts at 7:30. And tonight is like the storyteller in the round, the kind of show you would see at the Bluebird, the kind of show you would see on the TV show Nashville, stuff like that. And then tomorrow will be the full band shows.
I want to mention our good buddy Big Red from our partner station,
yes,
Iron Country. 101.9 and 1490. A lot of fans of WJBL able to stream that as well on the Big Radio app. He's been a big supporter of yours,
huge,
playing your music for a long, long time.
Yep.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that too.
Yes.
So when you walk into the grocery store, you're going to get your hair cut. Well, if you cut
if
your
I
hair.
Have.
If
this,
you ever cut
this,
your hair.
This
there,
mane up here.
You know, somebody says, so what do you do for a living? How's that conversation go when you introduce yourself for the first time and you're trying to gain that fan to, you know, about your music?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just I'm a storyteller, you know, and then it kind of goes from there. It's my whole life has been, it's never been about being famous or being anything like that. It's been about human connection and connecting with people and being able to do this for a living. And I've never had any other job other than this, other than working with radio and working with cable guys. So I've been super fortunate, but really for me, it's all about connection and making people laugh and writing songs that hopefully connect with people like the last one did we were talking about our childhood.
So. Jeremy McComb here, new song. It's called Every Road. It's coming off the new EP, which is titled...
It's called The Way Back, and it's a super nostalgic record and speaks a lot to growing up and, you know, the stuff that we go through. So that comes out September 9th.
Very cool, man. Hey, thanks for stopping in
Thank
today.
Thank you so much for having
nice
me.
Nice to meet you officially.
Nice to meet you too,
yeah,
Justin.
I really appreciate that. You know what? If you're cool with this, should we give away a pair of tickets?
Let's give away some tickets. That'd be great.
You know what we're going to do? Let's use the text line, Boucher Hyundai text line. I'll have you text in Pogo, P-O-G-O. That'll be easy to do, okay?
Yeah.
Keyword Pogo into 608-752-5500. We'll send you off to see Pogo's place, The Lot there,
yes,
with Jeremy McComb tonight. Is it a pair of tickets for tonight, or are you going to do the weekend?
We'll
what are
do
we going to
do? Weekend. You'll get a full weekend pass out of it.
So very
you'll,
cool.
You'll get about 8 shows out of this thing.
That's awesome. All right, Pogo right now, P-O-G-O to 608-752-5500. Jeremy McComb, man, give it up for him. Thank you so much.
You're amazing.
Thanks for stopping in today, and best of luck here on this single. Again, it's called Every Road, and it comes off the new PD, which is called The Way Back, and look for that here in September.
Thank you so much. Feel free to play it a million times.
We'll do it over and over and over again. Thanks, man.
All the best country.
All the best country.
Keep it locked right here for the best country music.
The best country music.
WJVL.
When I had my...